Brief comment about the news reflecting Sheriff Baca. First of all, I want to praise Sheriff Baca for making the right decision. Sheriff Baca, Lee Baca, is a friend and somebody who I think has made the right move for himself and for his department. This is a very important opportunity, I think, for the people of Los Angeles, all of us who are affected by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, to shape an incredibly vital department, one that is critical to the fight against street crime and also critical to Homeland Security alike. We need, I think, also as the supervisors look at our next sheriff and as the voters will look at our next sheriff, we're going to need to have a strong partner, somebody who can partner with our city police department here, someone who ensures that our region is unified on Homeland Security, and someone who is a reformer that can make sure that the Constitution is respected and that individual rights are respected at every level of the criminal justice system. Law enforcement officers are asked to do extremely difficult work, but we also know that constitutional policing, as we hear from Chief Beck quite often, is the cornerstone of a free and safe society. So I want to thank Lee Baca for his service. I want to thank him for the right decision, and I wanted to say that publicly to him today. I'm going to let the chief say something. I'll answer that, sir.
Lee Baca has been a friend and mentor to me for the past 25 years. He's a friend of my family's. He is somebody that I respect immensely. I know this was a very difficult decision for him. People in aspects of leadership in law enforcement have to realize that sometimes you have to do things that are in the best interest of the organization above your own self-interest. And I believe, based on what Lee has told me and what I know about him, that that is why he did this. That he believed that all of the fury and fire surrounding him had caused his department to be impeded from doing his job. And that's why he stepped aside. He's a great man. He'll be known as a great sheriff. Mark my words. But that is an extremely difficult job. And nobody should have to do it forever, believe me. So I think people have to recognize this as an opportunity for new leadership. There are some tremendous candidates that I believe will step forward to run for sheriff. It's a great opportunity for a great organization, one that I respect immensely. As most of you know, my wife is a sheriff's deputy, retired sheriff's deputy. I have intimate dealings with that department on a daily basis. They're great people. It's a great organization. It will get through this, and it will get through this stronger. I have great respect for Sheriff Baca, and I hope the people of Los Angeles do too.
I just wanted to say personally, and Lee Baca grew up in our neighborhood in Highland Park, went to Franklin High School. Very proud of him. Had a lot of love. I know it was a tough step for him to make, but I look back at other leaders who've worked a long time for the city or the county, and this was the right decision that he made for him and his family, and I thank him for all that he did for Los Angeles, for the diplomatic community, and the people who we don't know. I also want to thank him, too, because the Sheriff's Department is aligned tightly with Los Angeles, for they serve the Metropolitan Transit Authority for the trains and buses that transverse our city as our mayor spoke of. I wish the Sheriff's Department well and stronger in the future, and thank Lee Baca for his service.
Just to answer your question, I think that Lee has always been a leader who leads with his heart, and I think that this was a heartfelt decision. I think he loves this department a lot, and I think it's the right decision to help this department move forward. Any other questions?
You know, we both found out about it yesterday.
Yeah, we both knew ahead of time. Sure. Tonight, the Board of Education will make a decision on whether or not to have an election or an appointment. I've always said that this is a decision that I respect that the board needs to make, and a mayor doesn't need them telling what to do. That said, I think most people in the community will want to ensure that there's representation while important decisions are being made, and the community will also want to have an election. So for me, I think I would very respectfully say to the Board of Education, this is your decision, but keep in mind what's best for the children in South Los Angeles who will go unrepresented if we don't do this swiftly. I would hope that they might be able to do something that would result in representation during this interim period, but to have an election as soon as possible.
Well, I hope to see many of the qualities that Lee Baca had. I hope to see somebody that loves their county, that loves the city of Los Angeles, that is willing to make sacrifices to make these better organizations. I look for somebody that's collaborative. I look for somebody that has got a good sense of transparent constitutional law enforcement. And I look for somebody that will be my partner. I mean, these are the two biggest law enforcement agencies west of the Mississippi, and we have to work together. We work together very well as at the rank and file level, but the sheriff and I have to be very close. So I'm looking for somebody that I can look to as a partner.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Speaker available. Also, green speakers if anybody needs it. And if you stand by here for a second, I can bring them up. Sally and Greg, Spanish speaker.